Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the Manor Lodge School podcast. Everyone here at Manor Lodge would like to express our sincere condolences to the Queen's family and all those who were close to her, as well as everyone around the world that felt a deep affection and connection to her. In this podcast episode, we'd like to pay tribute to her life of devotion and service and mark this historic transition from one monarch to another.
Queen Elizabeth II was born a princess in the early hours of the morning on April the 21st, 1926. Her parents were the Duke and Duchess of York, her mother, also called Elizabeth, and her father, George.
Elizabeth's grandfather was King George V, and she grew up in a close family alongside her sister, Princess Margaret. During this time, Princess Elizabeth was never expected to become queen because it was her uncle who was next in line to the throne.
However, following the death of her grandfather, King George V, Elizabeth's uncle, the king's oldest son, became King Edward VIII. But Edward gave up the throne after less than a year. So his younger brother, Elizabeth's father, acceded to the throne and became King George VI. This now meant that Princess Elizabeth was next in line.
When King George VI died in February 1952, it was Elizabeth's turn to accede to the throne. A coronation ceremony took place the following year in June 1953.
Prior to this, in November 1947, Elizabeth married Philip Mountbatten. He became Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. They had four children, Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, and Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex. After a long unhappy marriage, Prince Philip sadly died on April the 9th, 2021, aged 99.
In the same year of her marriage, Elizabeth turned 21 and broadcast a speech from Cape Town in South Africa. Her Majesty the Queen stated, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service." This is how Queen Elizabeth lived her life. She's been an amazing example of dedication and service to people all over the world, and she'll be greatly missed.
Throughout her remarkable life, Queen Elizabeth performed her duties with dedication and commitment, becoming a focus of national identity and pride.
The Queen always carried herself with dignity in every situation. Although she represented the UK on hundreds of overseas visits, and attended thousands of ceremonies and receptions, the Queen often said that it was her duties away from the camera that she felt were of particular importance.
The Queen's days would see her reading letters from members of the public, reading notes about her oncoming appointments, meeting officials at the palace, reading official documents, and in the summer hosting garden parties for both professional and volunteer workers.
In September 2015, Queen Elizabeth became the longest reigning British monarch. In June this year, she celebrated her Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years of service. The nation joined with the royal family to share in the celebrations, which were enjoyed around the world.
Although there is great sadness at the death of someone so special and treasured, we are grateful for a life well lived that has a huge impact on the world. We all have lots of fond memories of her.
One of my main memories of the Queen will be her love of her pet corgis.
We all remember the clip when the Queen met Paddington Bear. She also did one with James Bond. I like that this showed her funny side.
I remember learning all about the Queen and the royal family in year two and reenacting her coronation day. I also remember writing letters to her in computing, and her lady-in-waiting replied to us on the Queen's behalf. It was so cool to receive a letter from Buckingham Palace with the Queen's crest on it.
I think the Queen was a great inspiration to everyone all around the world and an amazing role model for women especially.
I like that the Queen always wore bright colours. She once said, "I have to be seen to be believed." So she always made sure her clothes made her stand out.
The Queen was Britain's longest reigning monarch for 70 years. She served for such a long time. She must have her time to end, but she will never end because she will always be in our hearts no matter what.
She celebrated several major jubilees, including her silver one in 1977, ruby in 1992, golden in 2002, diamond in 2012, and platinum in 2022. She lived a remarkable life, swearing she would serve her Commonwealth for her whole reign and now will rest in Windsor Castle.
Outside Buckingham Palace, everyone put flowers to show their respect. When I was there a couple of days ago, there were so many people wanting to pay their respects. It was hard to even get close to the palace.
The amount of people queuing to pay their respects has been like nothing we've seen before. The Queen's impact and the public's appreciation of her can clearly be seen by this. So many people felt a deep connection and affection for her, including our very own Mrs. Taylor.
Well, as we all know this week, the news has been dominated by the sad passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. As Manor Lodge's resident royalist and huge fan of the Queen, I wanted to take some time to tell you about why I think she was such a special lady and just give you a little more insight into her life and some of the times that I remember. From a really young age, she is been all I've ever known, and like many of us, she's always been there. I remember seeing her on TV as I was growing up, respecting her commitment to the numerous visits to different countries that she made, and I specifically remember all of the bright coloured dresses, and it's only now that I realise why she wore those bright coloured dresses. And lots of documentaries have said that she actually wanted to be seen by lots of different people, so, you know, they could actually remember her. I loved her sweet smile and actually the way in which, without having to try, she always looked regal. I have some very special fond memories of her of my own, and one really special moment was when she came to open my secondary school back in 1992. At the time, I didn't realise just what a monumental moment it was going to be, but actually now I'm so grateful that she came and I've had that opportunity to be in her presence. We had to have months of security checks and spent nearly as long rehearsing and perfecting the national anthem, which I have known word for word since I was 12. The day went without a glitch, and she was wearing a beautiful turquoise green outfit dress with a beautiful hat, and she visited the classroom I was in. And actually, I couldn't believe just what an incredible woman she was. She came up to us, she shook hands, she smiled, and actually she was really, really humble. And it didn't feel as though there was a woman in the room that was so super important. She was just normal. As I grew up and developed into a young woman myself, it was only then that I really truly appreciated the sacrifice of her life that she'd given to this country. Firstly, not being able to do some of the normal things that we probably all take for granted, and actually always being photographed with little or no privacy. That must have been awkward. Over the years, watching her children's weddings, I watched eagerly and noticed her incredible, subtle, but really glamorous fashion sense. I looked up to her and remember thinking, wow, she must be a really cool grandma. As I continued to follow her into my late 20s, I really, really appreciated all that she'd done for us. And actually, for as long as I can remember, all of this had been passed on from my father, who is also a huge royal fan. And from an age that I can't really remember, Christmas Day was always about the Queen's speech. To this day, I instill that very tradition in my own home, and I can't imagine not seeing her wonderful face this year. She's inspired me so much as I look at her as a mother, juggling children, and she's had four and committed herself to a life of service and always been in the spotlight. I've admired her for all her moments of success, all of her special memories, but most importantly, I've actually admired her for her moments of failure. And it shows that we can all make mistakes, and no doubt she's had to pay a huge price for some of those decisions and mistakes that she made. One that I can name was the aftermath of the death of Princess Diana. Nevertheless, she learned from those, and like we all need to, she bounced back. But at the time, she showed so much commitment to both Prince William and Harry, and she looked after them so well. At times, she probably thought the nation was against her, but she continued. She's a trooper, and she continued to make those public appearances, which shows courage, dignity, decency, and acceptance in some cases that she was human too and made mistakes too. Most recently, I've loved watching her take part in the fun aspects of public life, with the opening of the 2012 Olympics, to the past Jubilee celebrations, and most recently her little sketch with Paddington Bear. Her ability to interact with all ages, genders and ethnicities is so admirable. To end with, I just want to say a personal, heartfelt farewell to a remarkable, special and sincere woman, the incredible Queen Elizabeth II. You are forever in our hearts. I thank you for all that you have taught me and pray that you rest in peace. There will be no other like you, the great Queen Elizabeth II.
Upon her death at Balmoral Castle in Scotland on Thursday, 8 September 2022, her eldest son, Charles, acceded to the throne and became King Charles III.
The days that have followed, we have seen historic traditions carried out, many of which have been broadcast for the first time. We have seen proclamations of the new king, important meetings with politicians and visits around the United Kingdom.
Over the coming months and years, we will see a host of significant changes, including our new king taking the Queen's place on our stamps, coins, notes and postboxes. King Charles has said that he wants to follow the Queen's amazing example as he tries to follow in her footsteps.
During this period of national mourning, we've also seen solemn processions of the Queen's coffin, followed by it lying in state, and vigils being held by her children and grandchildren ahead of the state funeral on Monday the 18th of September, which is a national bank holiday.
Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of people have visited London during this time to visit Buckingham Palace, lay flowers, line the streets during the Queen's processions, and queue for hours and hours to pay their respects ahead of the funeral.
It will be a momentous occasion watched by the whole world as we all bid a final goodbye to our very special and much cherished Queen. We thank her for her years of dedication and service. Rest in peace, Your Majesty.